Live from Studio G in the heart of America, where it's storming pretty good right now. I'm Steve Gerber, fighting for you shamelessly every single day from the foxhole of freedom. Just being brutally honest, this is the Steve Gerber Show. Thank you for being here. Three big things you need to know at this hour. Number one, massive explosions rocking Clinton Township last night. Hundreds of explosions. We'll tell you what's going on down there as the fire continues. Number two, James Crumley up next, the second parent to stand trial in Michigan for that school shooting in November of 2021. And number three, trouble in the auto industry again. Laid off Stellantis workers protesting at the UAW saying they got screwed by Sean Fain in the UAW. Stellantis, Chrysler workers, who were previously employed by the automaker, protesting over the weekend outside the UAW Solidarity House in Detroit after hundreds were let go. Sean Fain lied to us. And as a result, Stellantis fired us, as Ashley Wilmoth. This is on MichiganNewsSource.com, by the way, your go-to for Michigan stories that matter. Wilmoth, among 539 supplemental or temporary employees Stellantis laid off in Detroit just this year. We were all paying union dues. We're not receiving any form of representation from our union. Sean Fain lied, really. The contracts helped convert 2,800 temporary employees to full-time workers, but 1,800 temporary workers have gotten the boot. This is all in the shadow of the world of EVs, and I want to go to EVs because of this new shocking report I talked about earlier today, and I want to get to this. Electric vehicles produce more pollution than gas-powered vehicles. Why? Because they weigh too much, and they turn their tires to dust and the roads to dust at the same time. Independent researchers say that while exhaust fumes have historically been blamed for carbon emission pollution, the biggest polluter, tires and brakes. They found that brakes and tires released 1,850 times more particulate matter, which they call air pollution, of course, compared to modern tailpipes, which have filters that reduce the emissions to almost nothing. The problem, according to researchers, EVs are 30% heavier or more. 30% heavier or more, and therefore cause brakes and tires to wear out faster than their gasoline cousins. EV batteries weigh 1,000 pounds each, can result in emissions that are nearly 400 times higher than tailpipe emissions. That's right. EVs are a worse bet for the environment. The truth finally coming out, EVs are a financial failure, a technical failure because of range anxiety. People don't want them. They cost too much, and they weigh too damn much. They ruin the tires, they ruin the brakes, they ruin the roads. Other than that, these EVs are really great. The study comes as California is working to impose a complete ban on all gas vehicles in less than 10 years. Well, that'll be great. Claiming that exhaust emissions are the root cause of pollution, even though the air pollution released from brakes and tires 400 times greater. New gasoline cars are created to be cleaner. In fact, gasoline cars emit 1% of all particulate matter in California. And the majority of those particulate matters are coming from older cars, not newer ones. 1%. In the state of California. Let's destroy the entire auto industry, destroy freedom, destroy your ability to move around the country. There it is. The study was conducted by the firm Emissions Analytics that said the main difference between tailpipe and tire emissions is that the majority of particulate emissions released from the tires go directly into the soil and water. Exhaust can go into the air. But when you hit a pothole and all that dust and garbage and stuff flies from the road, from the tires, because the car is way too much, or you hit the brakes because the car is way too much, your brake pads disintegrate faster. Yeah, light-duty tires typically made from synthetic rubber, which is developed, of course, from what? Crude oil. That's right, crude oil. Emissions analytics tested the tire wear on both EV and gas-powered vehicles. They used a sampling system to collect particles immediately behind each tire, then measured the size of the particles emitted from the tread. It found quite clearly the greater the vehicle's mass and weight, the more rapidly the tire particulate emission would be released. Of course, that's true for brakes. I mean, that's just basic science. That's common sense. Of course, the car weighs several thousand pounds more. Let me give you an example. The Ford Lightning, the EV truck from Ford Motor Company, the all-electric F-150, is over 6,000 pounds. 2,000, a ton more than the gasoline-operated option. How is that going to work, by the way, in collisions and so forth, accidents? A vehicle that weighs 6,000 pounds compared to one that's just under 4,000. It weighs over a ton more. California claims that, and by the way, this is from the Daily Mail, this is from a UK outlet that would normally be all in for this climate change nonsense. California claims that banning gas vehicles would protect public health from airborne pollutants like dust, dirt, and soot, calling EVs zero-emission vehicles, but the heavier weight drastically impacts how quickly tire tread wears out. Yet the state's proposal, submitted by the Air Resources Board, suggested that tire treads on EVs and gas vehicles wear out at the same rate, which is simply not true. And the state said, quote, it would be speculative to project that EVs would not weigh less in the future. No, they're not going to weigh less in the future. They're going to weigh the same. It added that future EV models could offset with weight reduction and other components of vehicle body, so make the car less safe. Make the car out of plastic, and then the battery that weighs all that, you know, won't, then it won't matter so much, you see. California claiming that EVs produce less emissions because they don't have a tailpipe. Well, let's see here. Mining cobalt emits toxic chemicals and gases that leak into the environment. The EPA updated the National Air Quality Standards with a rule to reduce the amount of air pollution. Today's action is a critical step forward to protect workers, blah, blah, blah. The science is clear. Soot pollution, one of the most dangerous forms of air pollution. I'm telling you, they're going to outlaw your campfire. Step away from the s'mores, you criminal. I'm telling you, step away from the s'mores, criminal. Yeah. Well, so it is. Here's one way to clean up your life. Wolverine Water. This part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water. The best water solutions you're going to get anywhere in Michigan come from Wolverine Water, serving this state for 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Water treatment systems, a reverse osmosis system, greatest thing Ivy and I ever did for our houses, that RO drinking water system. Love it. Yeah, use it for everything. We don't buy water bottles, no. We fill up water bottles. We don't buy them. We fill them. Anyhow, WolverineWaterSystems.com to find out more. WolverineWaterSystems.com. If you need a water system, have it made in Michigan. Have it installed by Michigan people. Have it backed by a Michigan company. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Tell my good friend Paul Mahaney that I sent you on over. He'll be pleased. He'll have that big grin on his face. WolverineWaterSystems.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Chief James Craig, the former police chief of Detroit, makes a big announcement in the race for U.S. Senate. It's up next.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Our veterans are one of our biggest treasures. But veteran suicide remains a serious public health concern in Michigan and across the nation. Join us in preventing veteran suicide. If you're a business or organization Partner with us to connect veterans to their earned benefits. If you're a veteran or family member, call 1-800-MISH-VET to get connected to your benefits. And if you're a veteran in crisis, call 988 to get help. To all of our veterans, we thank you for your service.
Brought to you by the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.